Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Hey. We are up to Siv Beis. The top line on page Kuf Yudalad, which is the page following 226. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Al Mayim Shebishlu Behem Yurakos, on water that you cooked in that water vegetables, Mevarech HaBracha Atzma Shemevarech Al HaYurakos Atzman. So the bracha that you're going to make on that water, or some might call that soup, is going to be the same bracha that you would make on the vegetables themselves. Afal pi she'ein bohem elatam hayorok. Even though the water that you're drinking, the soup that you are eating, does only have the taste of the vegetables, meaning you're not eating the vegetables, you're only drinking the water the vegetables were cooked in, and the vegetables only gave a taste, it still gets a bracha of the vegetables. If they're regular vegetables that are bari pri adama, the bracha on the water they were cooked in will be bari pri adama. V'hani mili kishebishlam below basar. That's only when you cook the vegetables without meat. Aval bishlam in basar, but if you cook the vegetables with meat, mevarech olav shahakol. Then the meat wins out in its shahakol. So to summarize the Mechaber and Sebeis, let's just assume the vegetables are hadama, which most vegetables are. So you cooked vegetables in water. You're going to drink only the water. The vegetables are only giving a taste. The bracha on that water will now be bari pri adama. Unless there's meat being cooked with the vegetables, then the meat becomes the ikar, and you'll make a bracha of shahakol because the meat is more ikar than the vegetables. Says the Mishavur in Sivkot and Ches. Al mayim shebishlo, on water that was cooked. Now, the Mishavur addresses, what if you didn't cook it, but you just soaked the vegetables in water? So says the Mishavur, v'im shara yirakos b'mayim, if you just soaked the vegetables in water, kasav ha-beis yosef v'simen reish beis, didino k'muvushal, it gets the same din as if the vegetables were cooked in the water. U'kudakai malon ba'amalak, we hold in general, the kavush k'muvushal, when something is kavush, something is pickled, it's soaking in the water, it's k'muvushal, it's as if it's cooked. So I'd like to point out two important notes over here, and that is note number 12 and note number 13. In note number 12, he says, "Ubigeder hakvisha." What makes it considered kavush, which is like mavushal? So the Mishabura said earlier, "Lagabe peros sheshuran b'mayim," that fruit that were soaked in water, "Shemeduber sheshara osam mi'eis li'eis." It has to be they were soaked in there for 24 hours. Shebizman kazeh regilim loseis tam b'mayim. 24 hours is the normal time that the fruit will give over taste to the water that it is soaking in. V'hosev b'sharatzion sham. The sharatzion adds over there, shezat talui lefi teva davar anichbash. It depends on the item that you're pickling, that you're soaking in the water. Shanu roim kamed dvarim shenichbashim mi'eis li'eis. We find many things that will be sitting in water for 24 hours. Ve'enam nosim tam gomer b'mayim. They're not giving over a complete taste of the water. In that case, you would need more than 24 hours. Here's a very important point, the end of note 12. The halacha that we're saying over here, on water that vegetables were cooked in, the water gets the bracha of hadama. We did mention earlier, that only applies to vegetables that their ikar achila is when they are cooked. So then when they're cooked, that water that they are cooked in will get the bracha bari pri adama. One more point, note number 13. The afshem mevarchin al mayim shebishlu kavshu behem yirakos kebirchas hayirakos, even though the bracha on this water that you were kavush or you were mevashel, the yirakos in will be bari pri adama, le'inyan bracha achrona Rav Moshe writes, sheposhet sheshi'uram b'revias ukeshar mashkim. And so too says Rav Scheinberg out of this in Karelitz, don't think that the water, although it gets a brach of hadama, now it has a din of a solid, and therefore the shear for a brach achrona will be smaller. Rather, even though it gets a brach of bari pri adama, lemais it's still a liquid, and you have to be yotze all the shittas, you'd have to drink a revias of it in order to make a brach achrona, because lagabe brach achrona, it certainly is considered a liquid. Continues the Mishabura, we're in the third line of Sivkot and Ches. Umikomakom birotev shel ugerkis. We're talking about the water that is in the jar of the pickles, the pickle juice. So when it comes to the sauce of the pickles, shakvishu rak bishvil haugirkis. When you put the pickles in the water with the spices, you're really putting the pickles in to give taste to the pickles alone. Shakvishu rak bishul haugerkes levachi achmitzu. You're trying to make them sour. You're trying to make the cucumbers into pickles. Ve'ein kavanoso bishvil me'akvisha klal. You have no intention for the water itself. Therefore, mevarech ala rota shahakol. So even though we said if you put a vegetable in water and you let it sit there for whatever amount of time it was, maybe 24 hours, the water will get the bracha bari pradamba, but it's only if you're doing it for the water. In the case of the pickles, you're putting the cucumbers in the water, but you're doing it for the cucumbers to turn into pickles, not for the water. And therefore, if you choose to drink that water, it will not be hadama. In that case, it will be shahakol. But then he writes, in the brackets, ubemakom sheminag rov anshi ha'ir. However, in a place where the custom is, for most people, lit bol bo pas b'meho gerkes, they dip their bread in pickle juice. So they're pickling the pickles also for the juice shabo. Yitzarech levarech priadama. The bracha will be by priadama. Afke sheshosa hamashkim levad. Even though you're only drinking the pickle juice, that pickle juice will get the bracha by priadama. Od kosav shama yirabba. The Yirabba writes further. To hu adin birotev shel kumpost. So too by the sauce that's with the sour cabbage. Uvim medino seno korin osan kreit. Shemivarech shahakol. Same idea, you are pickling this cabbage for the cabbage, but not for the liquid, and therefore the liquid remains shakel. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, but says the Mishabur of Ein Zenira doesn't appear to be correct. Lufi minag medinoseno, according to the custom in our medinos, sha'uchlen ha'rotev kemoa kompost atzmo, that we drink the liquid just like we have the vegetable, and therefore it would be like those who are dipping their bread in the pickle juice. In that case, the liquid would get a bracha b'ray pradama. All this is talking about where you're eating the liquid that the cabbage was in when the cabbage was raw. But if you cooked it with the cabbage, and then you want to drink the liquid alone after the cabbage was cooked in it, there the taz is modi mikol bari priadama. Just like any other water that had vegetables cooked in the water, the bracha on that water would be bari priadama. Virotev shel borikes. When it comes to the water that was had the beets placed in it, chamutzim, the sour beets, shekorin rosil, af in bishlon levadon. Even if that liquid was then cooked on its own without the beets, just the liquid was cooked, mashma miatash mevarach bari priadama. The bracha on that water that had the beet soaking in it, and then you cook the water alone, the bracha will become bari pradama. Kevan shenichbashu b'hena barikas, since you had originally soaked in them the beets. The kavanas akvishu gam bishvilon, and the purpose of the soaking of the beets in that water was also for the water. V'derech l'lafes bo'apas, and it's normal to eat it with bread. V'chein mitzad ha'chayodam, so too says the chayodam, that this liquid also will be bari pradama. U'mikom akom, but still, Bishosa osan chayin. If you are drinking that water when it is raw, when the cabbage that was in it was raw, it wasn't cooked, and the water wasn't cooked, mistaber de mevarach aleim shakol, then it makes sense, the brach will be shakol. Mishum de rov achilasin hu aide bishol. Most of the time, the water that the beets are soaked in, they then get cooked before you eat it. So if you're gonna drink that water before cooking it, the brach will be shakol. Umashka borscht. And the drink of borscht, which is also from beets, but it's also asuya, mimei subin that came out from bran juice and flour, mevarach aleim shahakol, the bracha on the borscht will be shahakol, beinkish eshosa osan chayinam uvushalom, whether you're drinking it when it's uncooked or whether you're drinking it cooked. Sivkatan tes. So again, we said in the Mechaber, on water that had vegetables cooked in it, the bracha on the water will be bari pradama. Here's a couple of very important mishaburas. It's reinforcing what we said before, but a little more clear. So you had yirakos cooked in it. Ratzalom means to say, shirotze ligmoa hamayim levad. We're talking about you cooked vegetables in water, and you are now drinking the water alone. Still, the bracha on that water, on that soup, will be hadama. De'ilu im ochon im hayarak. If you're just having the liquid with the vegetables, ain't shayach shum bracha alamayim, there's nothing to talk about. There's no bracha on the water. Denasin tfeil el yarak. If you're cooking vegetables in water, and then you're eating the vegetables and drinking the water, so of course the hadama covers everything. We're talking about a case you cook the vegetables in the water, and you're just drinking the water, the bracha on the water alone. Water alone is going to be bari pradama. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Yud, Mevarech, Very important point. For the water to get the bracha of the vegetables and to be bari pri adama, it has to be that you cook the vegetables in the water, not only for the water, but also to eat the vegetables. The ilu bishal hayirakos oshron letzarech meimem levad. If you only put the vegetables in the water to soak or to cook, for the water alone, lishtos oson, just to drink the water, ein mevarach alein el shakol, the bracha vaitu will be shahakol. So it has to be that you're cooking or soaking vegetables in water for the purposes both of the vegetables and of the water. Then if you're drinking the water alone, you will make a bari pri adama. V'lochein hamashke she'osim bepesach metapuchin. Therefore, the drink that's made on Pesach from apples, the chol ki agavna or anything similar, ain mevarach alein el shakol. The bracha is only shakol. A practical nafkamina for us, if you look at note 17, vechein le'inyan kafe v'tei. When it comes to making tea and coffee, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, shemitam zeh, for this reason, mevarach alein shakol. The bracha on coffee and tea is shakol. Velo kebirchas apriatzmo, and it doesn't get the bracha of the fruit, of the coffee beans, or the tea leaves alone. So again, by the coffee, you're not doing it for the coffee beans. You're doing it just for the liquid, and therefore, the liquid does not get the bracha of the coffee beans, the liquid remains shahakol. Based on this halacha that we see over here, that's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, coffee is shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is cut in Yud Aleph. Mevarech, v'chol zeh b'mine yirakos. This whole discussion so far is talking about vegetables. Aval levivos, shebishlam b'mayim. Levivos are cooked dough products that are cooked in water. Examples are farfel, lokshin, knedeloch. All these examples of mizonos, things that are cooked in water. Ve'eno rotze lechol ha-levivos. You don't want to eat the mizonos. Rak lishtos ha-mayim levad. You only want to drink, for some reason, the water the knelach were cooked in, or the water the noodles were boiled in, who suffik in mivarach aleim berim ne mizonos kalavivos, is a suffik if that bracha gets the bracha of the mizonos, o shahakol, or the bracha shahakol. So although with vegetables, if you're doing this exact case, just to drink the water, the bracha would just be shahakol, but over here where it's mizonos, even though you're doing it only to drink the water, it's already a suffik, maybe mizonos is more chashiv, maybe it's mizonos, maybe it's shahakol. The alkane, and therefore, what you should do is, yikach ma'at mi'al levivos v'yivarach bar mi'al mizonos. Take some of the noodles, or the knedeloch, or the fireful naked mizonos, v'gam yivarach al dover acher shebrichoso shahakol. Make a bracha on something else at shahakol. V'yochal mishnei aminim kishir. And drink from those two minim, the proper shir for a bracha achrona, kidei sheyuchal levarach al amichya v'gam bar nefashas rabos. So to get out of this suffix, when you cook the noodles in water, to just drink the water, so you should eat a kazayas of noodles, have something else at shahakol, a kazayas of that, then drink the water, and then make an alamichya and a bar nefashos on the two other things, on the noodles and the other shahakol item. But says the brackets, v'zeh davka b'inyan zeh, she'ikir ritzonu hu rak lechol asarote shel alavivos. This din that we're saying is only when your intention is just to have the liquid that the levivos are cooked in. Avol imrotze lechol gam halavivos. You want to eat the knedeloch also, atzmon, kederach olam, which is normally done. You never heard of anyone that cooks noodles to drink the water alone. You never heard of anyone that's cooking knedeloch to drink the water. But maybe you want to eat the knedeloch and drink the water. So if you want to do both, mevarech al levivos borim nemizonos, so make a bracha on the knedeloch of mizonos, upoter bazeh asarotev, and that would patter up the water that the knedeloch were made in. So gam kein l'kuli alma mitam tofel. So in that case, when your kavana is both for the knedeloch and for the water, you'll make a mizonos on the knedeloch, and that will cover the water, which according to everyone would be a tofel. V'imbisho rak ma'at levivos bahar b'mayim. If you put in only a little bit of knedeloch, or whatever the levivos are, with a lot of water, v'ikar kavanas tavshilo hu rak b'shvil ha'mayim, and your ikar kavana is really for the water, sharotev kimat solul, that the liquid is basically clear, because there's not so much levivos in it, bazeh b'vaday ein ha'mayim b'teim ha'levivos. In that case, the water is not bottled to the levivos, u'mevarech al ha'mayim shahakol v'al ha'levivos b'rim ne'mezonas. Then you have to make two brachos. So if you have knedeloch cooking in your chicken soup, assuming your chicken soup is going to be shahakol, if you're having the knedelach and the chicken soup, there's only a couple of knedelach that were cooked in the chicken soup. So then you would make both a shahakol and the soup. We'll get back to chicken soup shortly, and you'll make a mezodos on the knedelach, but the knedelach would not cover the soup, because the knedelach are only a small amount, and the soup is still staying clear. Adam says, even in this case, where there are only a couple of knedelach that were cooked in the soup, still better to make a shakal on something else, because it's really not so pashut that the mezonos on the knedelach didn't cover the soup as well. Sifkatan
yudbeiz. Certainly that would be the halacha.
Certainly they're separate. Correct. This is only they're cooked together. Correct. Sifkatan yudbeiz, going on the mechaber that said, even though the soup only has the taste of the vegetables, but you're just having the clear soup, the bracha is still bari priyadama. V'davka k'shebishal ha'yorok b'mayim ba'alma. Very important point. When you're cooking vegetables in water, and the bracha on the water is now going to be hadama, when it gets taste from the vegetables alone, and you want it to eat the vegetables also, but right now you're just having the liquid, so you make a bari priyadama, that's only when the vegetables are being cooked in water alone. She'ein behem tam ba'atzmo. They don't have a taste of water. V'nirgash bo tam ha'yorok. And therefore, by having the vegetables cooked in the water, the vegetables are giving the taste to the water, and therefore the bracha on the water becomes hadama. Aval in bishal ha'yorok b'chometz. But if you cooked your vegetables in vinegar, o b'mashka asuya m'meisub v'kemach, shekor in kvas, or you cooked your vegetables in a liquid that was made from bran juice and flour, sheish b'hem tam b'fnei atzman. There the water already had its own taste, so ein nigrar hamashka achar hayorok. Then the liquid that the vegetables are being cooked in will not be dragged after the vegetables to get a bari priyadama. Umavarech olav shakol, and then you'll make a bracha of shakol because you show sausa b'fnei atzman. So when you then drink that liquid, the bracha will remain shakol. It will not get the bracha of hadama. The bracha of hadama only goes on to the liquid when it's water and it's no taste. So the vegetables gave it the taste. But if that water was really vinegar or it was bran juice or whatever other taste it had, and the vegetables are not giving it the taste, then cook all the vegetables you want, the bracha is still going to be shahakal. V'hu adin b'mashke borscht. The same thing is true by borscht. Shumei shriyas burikas. That is the water that the beets were soaked in. Burikas chomutzin. The sour beets were soaked in. If they were then bishal behem yirakos in basar, after you made the borscht from the beets, you then cooked in them vegetables and meat. Virotze lishtos osam levado. When you want to drink the borscht alone, ein mevarach al haborscht shahakol mishum tam basar shniklapo. You will not make a bracha of shahakol on the borscht because of the meat that gave off taste of it, like we see in the Mechaber later on, when there's meat and vegetables, the liquid gets the bracha of the meat. We will not say that over here by the borscht. Elo bari priyadama. The bracha will be on the borscht, bari priyadama. Why? Kevan sheyesh lahamashke tam atzmo mibilti abasar. Since from the soaking of the beets before, the liquid already had a taste from the beets, and therefore the bracha was already bari priyadama. So now you're cooking meat in it, and it's getting some taste from the meat, that's not going to make the bracha of the water change back to shakal because of the meat. Because the bracha already became hadama from the beets that were soaked in this water, and therefore it's like the case where you have the vinegar, or you have the bran juice, where it's shakal, it's not going to become hadama. Here's the opposite. It's hadama, it's not going to become shakal because you cooked the meat in it. Umikom akum, still. Kishaochel gam habasar, but if you're having the borscht and you're eating it together with the meat, nirish yoser toshi yivarech al habasar shakal. It appears that what you should do is make a shakal on the meat, v'yachavin lifter gam esarotev, and have in mind to cover the drink as well. T'mistabra de kishaochel biyachad arotev tafel gabi habasar. Because it's logical to say that if you're eating the meat with the borscht, so then the shakal of the meat will cover the borscht as well. The borscht will be a tafel. If you're not having the meat, then the meat will not make the bracha of the borscht alone shakal. The bracha is already hadama from the beets that were there before. But zakta mishabura, if you're eating the meat with the juice, so then the bracha shakal will cover everything. Sifkata nyud gimel, then we'll see a couple more notes. In basar. We said, if you cook the vegetables in the water, the bracha on the water is hadama, but if it's vegetables and meat, the meat's the ikr, the bracha shahakal. Tahayurakos nosnim tan bahamorak. The vegetables give taste to the soup. Vahabasar nosin tan bahamorak. You have chicken soup, you have chicken, you have vegetables. The vegetables are giving taste, and the chicken or the meat's giving taste. V'tam ha-basar hu chashiv yoser hilkach hu ikir. The taste of the basar is more chashiv, and therefore, that is the ikir. V'alkein, and therefore, afil hu ochel ha-morach levad. You have this chicken soup, even if you're having the broth, you're having the soup alone, mevarech shakol, the bracha shakol. If you just had vegetables cooked in the water, and you're eating, you're drinking the liquid alone, it'll be adama. But if you had chicken or meat and vegetables, they both gave over taste, the meat's the ikker. If you're just having the broth, the bracha will be shakol. Umikom okom, very important point over here. Im ochel hayorak im hamorak biyachad. However, if you're having the soup with no chicken or meat, you're having the soup with vegetables, ain't sarach levarach kiim ala yorak. Then you only have to make a bracha on the vegetables, the hamorak nasa tofel gam la hayorak. Because then the soup becomes tofel to the vegetables. So again, if you're having chicken soup that was made before Shabbos with chicken and with vegetables, now you're having it on Sunday night, not in the Suda, and you're not having any chicken, the chicken is gone, and now you're just having the soup with the vegetables. So according to this, although the bracha on the plain soup would be shahakol, because it was made with chicken and vegetables, chicken's the ikker, but now that you're having it just with the soup and the vegetables, you would make a bracha of hadam on the vegetables, and that would cover the soup. So the same soup, if you're eating it alone, it would be shahakol, you're eating with the vegetables, without any meat, then the bracha on the vegetables of hadam will cover the soup. Vida'o, then you should know further, the hayorak gufa bivadei lo nasa tofel abasar. When you're making the bracha on the meat, because you're having the meat and the vegetables and the soup, you're making a shakal on the meat, the vegetables do not become secondary to the meat. Kevan shebol lemozon v'lasova. Since the vegetables are also coming for nourishment that to satisfy, you'd make a bracha on the meat and you'd make a bracha on the vegetables. 2 points in the back of the sefer on note 42, page 42 rather. First of all, we'll go backwards. Note number 23. He says, Din zesha yirakos einam betelim lamara kabasar. We just saw the Mishabu, the last point. If you're having the chicken soup, you're eating the chicken and you're eating the vegetables, you have to make a bracha on the chicken and the vegetables. So Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv both say, Shainu davka v'ofen shekavanosu lechol osam bi'atzmam lemosin ulasova. That you mamish want to have the vegetables for the purpose of satisfying yourself. Sha'oz einam betelim lamara. That's what the Mishas Ru is talking about, that they will not be batel to the soup or to the meat. V'yesh la freedom ulevarach aleihem es birchasam haruya. And that's when you should separate them and make a brei pradama on the vegetables. Avolim kavanoso b'achiloso nikidei lelafes b'em es hamarak. But if your kavan and having some of the vegetables is really just for the liquid, you're just having a little vegetables along with your soup, but you don't really have kavanah for the vegetables b'etzem on their own, then harehim tfeilim lebasar. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman and Yashiv say, then the vegetables we bottle to the basar and the marak, the neftarim bebirchaso, and the shahaka will cover it. One more note on page 42, note number 21. So we've been discussing in this sif the halacha that you cook vegetables in water, you want to eat the vegetables, you want to drink the water, but you're just having the water now, the bracha is bari pradama. Says note 21, umorak im gezer o tapuche adama v'kadome. However, if the vegetables that were cooked were carrots, or potatoes, or similar things, there Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman both paskin, shem bevarech al mei hamorak shahakol. Then the water that those vegetables are cooked in will be shahakol, mipnei she'ein nikar kolkach tam ha'yirokos b'mayim. Those vegetables don't give over so much taste to water. We don't really drink water that potatoes or carrots alone were cooked in. V'lo nemar shemivarech alamayim kebirchas hayerek. We don't say that you make a bracha on the water like the bracha of the vegetable. Elokishenikar heitev tam hayerek b'mayim kagom eselak. Only if the taste of the vegetables are recognizable in the water, like beet juice, or I guess maybe you have squash in there, give over more taste. But they're saying these poskim, if you just have potatoes or you just have carrots, those vegetables alone don't give over so much taste, and that would not give over the bracha of hadama to the liquid if you're having it alone. Mashenke, and you make a soup with a lot of different vegetables, you have squash in there and sweet potato and all different things, and the carrots, then all together it gives over taste, then the bracha on the liquid alone would be bari pradama. We'll stop here and continue vayti with Siv Gimel at Mirz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.